Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak.
From BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Hi, Feifei. I'm glad you've come to watch me train for the pie-eating competition. I'm going to be the new champion. I'm so sure of it. No one's going to beat me. I'm the best.
How can you be so sure you're going to win?
Because I love eating.
But you're so thin. I can't imagine 10 of these huge pies fitting inside your skinny body.
Oh, don't worry, they will. I'll eat them all and very quickly.
So, let me start the clock. Are you ready?
Yes.
Here we go.
Okay, right. Let's try some of these. You're lovely. Lovely.
Well, two down, eight to go.
Okay, a bit more.
That's four now. Five. And?
No, I can't eat any more.
Are you sure?
Oh, yes. I'm full up.
If you can't finish these, you're going to have to eat humble pie.
Humble pie? Oh, I won't have any room for any type of pie. I'm stuffed. Oh, but I see what you mean. I have to admit that I was wrong when I said I could eat all those pies.
Yes. In English, when we say someone has to eat humble pie, we mean they have to admit they can't do something they boasted about. It's a bit humiliating for them.
Yes, that person has to act in an apologetic way. To eat humble pie is today's expression in the English we speak. Let's hear some examples of how it's used.
The factory owner had to eat humble pie after a lot of customers complained about his product.
Peter is so arrogant. He said he could finish the work much quicker than anybody else in the office. I hope he has to eat humble pie.
So, I can't eat 10 pies in a few minutes, after all. We still have all these pies, which are very tasty, actually. You can have some, Feifei.
Thank you. Now, not bad. This is an interesting expression, Rob. I wonder where it came from.
Well, some people say it might have come from umbles, which is an old word for animal organs like kidneys, intestines, etc. In the past, rich people might have considered eating an umbles pie as a punishment. But who knows?
Well, Rob, I don't think eating all those pies is a punishment. We just have to eat one at a time and enjoy each one.
Good idea. OK, should we start now?
Here goes.
OK. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, lovely.
The English We Speak.
From BBCLearningEnglish.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.